Glenn Lama joins us for a Kōrero today. He's a professional media communicator. He's got his own company, Roaring Media, and is an in-demand play-by-play sports commentator and can turn his hand to many sports. But as I say, he's one of life's good guys. Thanks for joining us on the show today, Glenn. Tēnā koe.
Yeah, kia ora, Dale. How you doing, mate?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Glenn. Just by way of introduction, I don't think I've ever asked you where you grew up. Are you a Christchurch guy?
Nah, mate. I'm a Hutt Valley boy. Went to Nainai. Grew up in Nainai. I was born in Whangarei, but we moved to Wellington. My dad was an engineer at the NZED, the New Zealand Electricity Department. We moved into Porirua for a short period of time, and then we moved to Nainai in Lower Hutt and grew up there. Went to school at Rata Street School, mate, all through Nainai Intermediate, Nainai College. And, yeah, and then on I went from there, mate. So Hutt Valley is where my roots are, mate.
Kia ora. Well, I'm a Judd Crescent guy because that's where my nana and grandpa grew up or raised their family in Judd Crescent in Nainai. So I'm sort of familiar with the hood, and it's nice to be talking with you and reflecting back on that. How did you get into sports broadcasting, Glenn?
Oh, mate, I just loved sport when I was a kid. I didn't really have any ambition really with my life when I was a young lad, mate. And then I got into broadcasting when I did a paper at Massey University, and I was just kind of wasting my time at university, to be fair, Dale. And then I did an elective paper on the media, and I loved it. I thought this is really interesting. It didn't teach you how to be a journalist or a broadcaster, but the whole purpose of that paper was to educate the students on how the media works. Why is that story on the front page today? Why is that story on page four and it's only a small story? And it was all that sort of stuff, you know. Why did that story lead the news on the TV last night? And it was all that sort of stuff, and I found it fascinating, and I kind of moved into there moved in there. But I always had a huge interest in sport when I started as a news journalist, and I think it was just, you know, going to be at some point the time where I moved into becoming in sports broadcasting full time, and off I went from there, really, mate. Yeah.
And it's been a good ride. Good on you. You've covered a lot of sports over the years. Tell us about some of the highlights of your career thus far.
Oh, look, I've been lucky enough to get to a lot of Olympic Games, Dale. I've been to every Olympic since 2000, so that would be the highlight of my career, and it's looking pretty good that I'll get up to Paris next year for the next ones as well. I've been lucky to get to many of those. And mainly as a commentator, TV. I started TV commentary in 2008. The first two I went to were radio calling, so I've been lucky enough to go to six Olympics now. Been to a few other events like Commonwealth Games, European Games. They're all very similar, you know. So been to some far-flung places. Been to Eastern Europe a couple of times, mate. There's some interesting countries out there that I've been to. So those would be the highlights, mate. Yeah, but I love it all, mate. I mean, I just love calling. Even though I love my league like you do, I just love calling all sport. I like seeing people, you know, try and perform at their best, which is fun.
Yeah, and you can turn your hand to many sports and have over the years, from soccer to badminton to squash and bowls. I mean, you can do it all, Glenn. So it's great to have you introduce yourself to our peeps here on Irirangi Wātea, Radio Wātea. They'll be familiar with your voice, because if you follow New Zealand sport, Glenn's been a very strong contributor as a commentator for many years. Well, obviously it's the first time back in Tamaki Makaurau in Auckland for the Warriors. It's round four, but everyone's a bit upbeat about their prospects this year after a couple of strong performances. That was a very comprehensive just a great showing last week. A deadly game last night. For those of you who didn't hear, it was a Parramatta victory in Golden Point time. The Iceman put a two-pointer over to get them a chance at the back end, but it didn't turn out. We turn our attention to Mount Smart on Sunday afternoon. Glenn will be calling the action, and there's some really interesting lineups. How good's Marcelo Montoya going? But he's up against Josh Addo-Carr, who's pretty damn good in his own right.
Yeah, mate, jeepers. I think Montoya was a Bulldog at one point, wasn't he, before he came over?
I think he was too, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think Josh Addo-Carr was there when he was there. But anyway, it's interesting that they come from, they both played for the same club. Look, yeah, Montoya's going great. I think there's some good depth on the wings at the moment. We haven't seen Dallin Watanez-Lesniak yet. He's been injured. But, you know, with Ed Corsi and Marcelo Montoya, we've not missed a beat with those two guys on the wing, have they? I mean, Montoya's kick returns have been very strong. He just seems to have got more aggressive with his ball running, Dale. And it's exciting. And maybe we're getting, because of this depth, that Corsi has come on quite nicely in the last 2 years. And, you know, and maybe Montoya's thinking, well, I'm not an automatic selection in this team anymore because I've got, you know, a guy snapping at my heels. Maybe I need to start pulling finger a bit more, and maybe that's driving him. Maybe it's the environment in the Warriors at the moment under this new coach. They've got Andrew Webster, who seems to have done an excellent job to get this team up and running at the start of the season. So it's interesting. You pick Montoya, I think he kind of epitomises the improvement in the team as a whole, Dale, because his personal performance is lifted significantly from last year.
And we got a couple of young Māori boys in there too, which and of course our peeps are proud of. But who would have thought that we'd have two NRL players coming out of a little community or company town like Taharoa? I hope you've visited there. It's a strange place at the tip of the Kawhia Harbour at the south side. But you wouldn't expect two NRL players to come out of there, would you? For the Taharoa
Steelers? No, mate, no. Look, mate, I confess I've not been there, but I'd like to go there. But, yeah, very interesting to see Tuo Piki come from the same place that Tamari Martin comes from. And I don't know if, in my research for one of the trial games, I don't think Tuo Piki was actually born there, but is, I think he was born in Australia. But interesting story to him. I mean, you know, he was playing in Queensland last year, and then my understanding is about the start of the year, about a month before the season started, he just rung up the Warriors and kind of sounded them out and said, hey, is there going to be an opportunity for me over there? And they said, well, yeah, if you're going to come over on, if you want to come over on a train and trial contract, you bowl on over, mate. And that's what he did. And he's taken his chance, hasn't he? He looked solid in the games that I've seen him play. The trial game against the Tigers and that game against the Cowboys last week, he looked very accomplished and composed. So, again, we've got the Warriors have got two good fullbacks, three good wingers. There's a bit of depth there, Dale. And, you know, it's the signs are looking good. And what about Taharoa? Have you been there? I'm sure you have.
I did, out of curiosity, because it is an iron sand town. And it's not, it wasn't a setting that was totally unexpected, but sort of dotted out in the middle of nowhere. There's a whole lot of homes, and there's a school and a park and all the things that a community needs, but it's all built on the back of a rich iron sands, which are shipped offshore. But, it's an intriguing place. But Kawhia Harbour's a pretty decent place to go and visit. Take your fams down there one day. Glenn Lama. Finally, my mate, because I'm actually going to talk with Isaac Peach in a moment in Manchester, because David Light is fighting for his world title this weekend. But we've got Tohu Harris in there. Great to see Raymond Faitala-Marin, a former Warrior, also retaining his slot. I think his game will grow when he's running beside Viliami Kiko, who's in the mix. Reid Mahoney, Freddie Lussick gets his chance. I like some of what Lussick's got. So there's some great matchups. Who are you picking to win this one? 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon.
Well, look, you'd have to go for the Warriors with the home ground advantage. Maybe if this was in Sydney, you might not be so confident. But the Bulldogs, I had a good look at their game against the Tigers. The Tigers are not travelling particularly great at the moment, Dale, so I don't think that the Bulldogs could probably say they killed that game last weekend. So, look, I'm going to back the Warriors to win this one. Maybe not by a big margin, but look, anything's possible. I mean, it's a great start to the season, Dale, isn't it? We've had some fantastic games across the first three and a bit rounds. I mean, that game last night was fantastic. And all these teams are beating each other at the moment. I mean, who would have thought the Dolphins and the Broncos and the Warriors would be in the top four at the moment? You know, no one would have picked that 3 weeks ago. So I think we're in for a fantastic season. We're going to have, it looks like everyone's going to beat each other, and we're going to be, and any win you can grab at this point of the season could be very, very critical down the track. So let's hope the Warriors get over the line, mate.
Great talking with you, Glenn, and looking forward to working with you on Sunday and indeed through 2023. As I said before, you know, I think you're one of Sports Broadcasting's good guys. So thanks very much for sharing some cordial with our listeners today, Ewa.
Yeah, kia ora, mate.
Thank you. Glenn Lama, Warriors caller, and it's great to get some perspectives from him.